Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I am having a great time in life right now because I'm learning that there is more growth to do. You know, last season, I felt so accomplished about this place I had arrived to. But now I have since noticed that I am quickly being ushered out of that knowing to a different place of unrest. And this unrest is the test of, you know, my mannerisms, my temperament, and my willingness to go. And so I'm grateful to see many transitions in my life. So my life is very different. So I'm the woman that I cannot tell you exactly the steps I will take to get to the woman that I am called to be. But I will tell you that I'm having a great time walking through the maze of finding who I am, right? I think that sometimes we lose the mystery of life because we are so focused at arriving to the place. Like we want to know, so we get to know so that we can share who we are with people. But with me, I love that there is this constant self-discovery, so I'm not bored in life. So when others are experiencing a mundane life, that's not my experience. And I cast my excitement to the ask of having faith. Because a now faith asks us to have substance in our thinking of things that have not, you know, come to pass yet. And what that does is it stirs up this childlike curiosities and this childlike imagination that this can and will happen. So every day you're like, okay, I got to be my best self. I don't know what I will learn today that will make me the best woman I need to be to get to the next step. Right? And so when I'm in relationships and I'm connecting with people, I love to learn things about people because I used to be in a place of fearing the unknown about, you know, could I relate to people because I've always been so different. But to my surprise, the things that my relatives shunned are the things that other people find interesting. Isn't that interesting? That the things that make you insecure are the things that people will come to validate as greatness inside of you. So I encourage us all just to keep on living, keep on giving, and keep on rehearsing the importance of having a strong mindset and a true identity of your value. Because today we're going to be talking about cycles. And in this episode of cycles, I'm telling you that you cannot break free from a cycle if you're recycling old thoughts about yourself. So I'm definitely going to need the Holy Spirit to help me with this, because on the last episode, we talked about relational intelligence. So as you walk this journey with me on this Here to Grow podcast, you should not find yourself in the same season, in the same cycle. Because somehow, in some fashion, God is going to help me tell you the things that's going on in my life, just a tinge of that information, so that you can be inspired by me not coming as a subject matter expert, but I'm also coming as a student. And as I'm a student, I'm becoming a student leader. Right? Because even though God calls me a leader, but that still defaults me to student. Because I'm outsourcing God's knowledge. And if any of you have ever sat down with God, his intellect is like no other. You can never know all things, but God does. So quickly, I had to understand, like, what is a cycle? Because when you don't know what your cycle is, the devil learns from our mistakes, even when we don't. And guess what? He helps us agree to being in a cycle. And one of the biggest cycles that we could be in is a cycle of comfort. When you are in a cycle of comfort, you don't want to come outside of the place that requires you to be a different version of you. That you will like, but you don't want to take the time to become that person. And see, that's a cycle of really distrust in you. Because, like, listen, if you look the same, you know, out each day, and there's not like small changes. Or, like, let me try to break down how you can monitor your growth. Watch how you respond to people saying some things about you that you don't agree with. How do you respond to criticism? Normally, when I get defensive, and it happens, it's because I'm like, ooh. You're asking me to grow in an area of weakness, and that's hard for me. So you need to move over to this area of strength so that what you're asking of me can be a breeze for me. And you should always be able to determine if you're operating in a cycle of unhealthy communication is when you're already having a response. Already preloaded in your throat. You're just ready for it to come out of your voice box. That's not a good sign that there's change in your behavior. So you can track growth every day. An example of this is, was I easily angered today? When someone says something I did not like about myself, go into your day to measure your growth. If growth is not on your mind, baby, you have to wake up. We should be people forever evolving, right? Because the goal is not to live, the goal is to thrive. We should not be surviving the day. We should be thriving in the day. Even if, you know, there are learning opportunities in your day. Like I shared in the relational intelligence episode, there were areas of improvement in my relationship, and I get to spend time in this day measuring and tracking my growth to see, am I a better person to this person? And I can just ask the question, how are you experiencing me? Because I want to know. Because I know that I'm not the only person watching me. I know that that little boring devil, he has nothing to do other than to be entertained by me. And you and our shortcomings. So we need to know what our shortcomings are so we can definitely nip in the bud the things that the devil uses against us. The Bible asks us to be as wise as a serpent. So you could be operating in any type of cycle, a cycle of unworthiness, a cycle of depression, a cycle of anxiety, a cycle of rejection, a cycle of abandonment. Because listen, depending on the cycle that you're operating in, it definitely adds to the responses and the reactions that you have. But when you can identify that you're operating in a cycle, you can go in and perceive that you are being deceived, and then you could put something in place. You could create a new practice for yourself. And that practice is discipline. To say, I'm not going to starve my man from growth because I want to ignore my tone when I've been asked to change my tone of voice. Right? I'm going to do a better job at watching the words that come out of my mouth, because if I'm sowing seeds of negativity about my person, then how am I ever going to get out of the cycle of negativity? Because you are your words. How you walk, how you speak, how you carry yourself, how you demand a room to ignore you or see you, it's all about your cycle that you live in. Right? Like God has a cycle of saying that he inhabits the praise of his people. So you have to be a high esteem, high self-aware person to come in and esteem a God. You know what you have to do? You have to push down pride, push down ego. It's like, oh, God means more than me. Well, that takes a lot to do for most people, because they only want to pretend like they are the person that they need to see, but that's not true, because it's invalidated when it's hard to find some security in who you are when all you know is cycles of dysfunction. So here's what I do. I have to tell the truth to myself. You have to get to a season of being utterly honest, because nothing changes until something changes. And if you want to be a person that say that I'm a subject matter expert as something, every one of us should be a subject matter expert at something. You should have self-mastered something, right? That if someone came to you, they could say, I'm coming to you for such and such. You're the best at this. I don't care if it's putting on eyelashes. I don't care if it's customer service. You need to find the way that you're going to serve the world and not wanting the world to serve you. Right? And so if you are in a cycle of taking, I need you to be in a cycle of giving, so then you can inherit a cycle of receiving. See, none of us can get out of this order of operations. There is always an action and a reaction. So if you're not monitoring the things that you do, then you're going to do the same thing. So if you do an action that hurts and harms others, don't move without a self-reflection. You have to ask yourself, why am I comfortable causing people pain? All because I'm me. What gives us the right to operate in a cycle of dysfunction when we know that we are the torturer of other people? There shouldn't be people that think that it is cool to torture people all because we refuse to listen. If a person tells you that you struggle with listening, then you struggle. Because for people to tell you the truth, that's love. Follow up with that by reading a book. Follow up with that by joining some type of support group where all you do is just listen to people and restate the things that they said to you. And see, on this podcast, you get to hear me talk about things of that are of value to Queen Honey because I am a woman that's proactive. Because I am not a person that likes to be around foolish people. Because to opt for being a fool is like going to the bottom of the barrel and saying, I'd rather be nothing than something. So to come into this cycle of blessings and abundance, then we have to be equipped with a mindset to say that we are responsible for the things that we think about. We are responsible for the things that we do with our hands, with our feet, with our mouth, with our feet and our mouth, right? So no one is exempt. So even though you could say, I'm sorry, someone experienced you hurting them probably for the umpteenth time. And if you are looking for God to give you exactly what you need, then you need to understand that you need to be what you need to be for God to honor you with your request of having all the things that you're requiring. Because when you come in it at that angle, then you know that you have the power to be a cycle breaker. You know, over the course of my journey, I have broken so many generational curses. And it's not because it was easy, it's because it was necessary. I was birthed into a family that they opted into the mindset of making excuses for their errors. And guess what? We got nowhere with that mindset. So I'm like, okay, I may not be the best at being productive, but I know I'm not performative. So I know if I continue to work at something, then change will come. So I'm telling you, if you want to be a change agent, then go and study your cycles. And you don't really have to ask people, what's a mistake in your life that you've done and it's been redundant? That redundancy doesn't need to be ignored. It needs to be explored. Why? Because when you really love yourself, you hold yourself accountable. You take ownership for the relationships that you choose, for that disrespect that you ignore. Why? Because you want to attract the best people to your life. And to attract the best people to your life, you have to be your best version of woman or man. And so it definitely has been my honor talking to you all about this season of cycles. And I believe that the closeout of year 2025 can be our best year yet if we agree to come out of toxic cycles. Okay, so I thank you guys for listening. I'm so proud of our growth journey. I hope that you're finding joy in the journey, because even though this is a deep topic, you know, I have a good time going deep. I don't just stay at the shore. I go ahead and get my whole body wet when it comes to learning, when it comes to evolving, and when it comes to becoming my highest version of self. And in closing, I do like to freestyle. So I would say, Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching me about cycles. I no longer want to operate in a cycle that's unlike your character. God, I care to be principled so that I can steward my sound mind to be a gift for those that come in contact with me. And when they come in contact with me and they are able to learn my cycle, let it be a seed that allows them to go into a contract with themselves to be better for themselves, and let that be non-negotiable. Because God, if I ever had to renegotiate, it was having to renegotiate the cycles that I was in, and you asked me to abandon those. I am so grateful to be a free man, and in this liberation, we have birthed this Here to Grow podcast. I hope that you are well pleased. And guys, again, I am God's Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.